Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Miss Sharon, and I'd like to welcome you this morning to Junior Giants Speak. This is a radio show for children, by children, and about children. And this morning, I'm blessed to be joined with the Junior Giant with the Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, Junior Giants.
Good morning.
I'm happy to have all of them with us. We are starting a new year. We have been together now for 1 year with the Junior Giants Speaks radio show, and we're getting ready to have a celebration for that. I'm just happy to have them all with me this morning. I pray that all is well with you and your families. I want to thank, of course, the parents and the grandparents who support the show and help the children to get ready for the show. We are going to be having a topic today about, it's called Back to the Books. And we are looking forward to our musical guest this morning. Our musical guest this morning is none other than Mr. Anthony High, or AKA Jazzy Boy. He's going to come to us this morning with his music. So we're going to get started. We have a lot going on this morning, and I'm really kind of excited about this show because we have worked hard for a year now, and we've had our ups and downs and our slow times, but all in all, they've done an excellent job. So we're going to go on and get started. Our teacher today, teacher, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we're also happy to have our teacher, Miss Satterwhite. She's going to be speaking to the kids in a few minutes about going back to school, how to be successful at school. She's an excellent teacher. She is extremely creative, and I just want her to encourage our children as they get ready to go back to school because, as I always tell you, there's greatness in our children. And because God created them, and God is great. So we are going to have Miss Satterwhite talk to them and encourage them as they get ready to go back to school. The things that we're going to be discussing this morning are they have to explain some of the things that they are excited about as far as school or their expectations. They're going to tell us what their concerns are as far as going back to school. And they're going to tell us this morning what some of their goals are for this school year. And so I think it's important that at the beginning of a school year that you set some goals and so that you kind of know the direction that you're going in. So we're going to get started this morning. And I believe that our first reporter this morning is going to be Simeon. Good morning, Simeon.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Okay, I'm glad to have you here this morning. Talk to me about your concerns and expectations and goals for the school year.
Okay, my goals are to get the master student at my school. Master student is the student with the highest grade point average in their respective class. I also want to try to get A honor roll for all four quarters. Another goal is that I will try to like homework. And
you don't like homework?
Yes. And for concerns, I'm concerned of troublemakers. I'm also concerned about not getting A-OK grades. And I'm also concerned of having so much homework that I can't do karate or taekwondo or sports. And one more, school temptation. Part of Matthew chapter 6, verse 13 says, lead us not into temptation. And for my expectations, one expectation is that we should not have a lot of work to do. I also expect for us to have a good school year. And last, I expect for God to help us all to be obedient, trustworthy, and thankful to one another. This is Simeon Stan reporting to you.
Simeon, can you tell me what grade are you in? What is the name of your school?
I'm in fourth grade, and the name of my school is Seeds of Faith Christian Academy.
Seeds of Faith Christian Academy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you have a big goal there to be the master student.
I was master student last year.
You made master student last year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, that's very admirable. So tell me why you don't like homework.
Well, because sometimes we have too much homework. Like last week we had a spelling packet, and that's the only thought. We only had one thing for spelling to do.
Okay. So do you get a lot of help with your homework?
Well, I usually just do it by myself. And sometimes I need help with the homework, though. One that I need help with the most is probably math, because there's some hard stuff in there.
Okay, so when you need help with math, what do you do?
If I'm at my grandpa's house and my mom's, I go ask my grandpa. And now if I'm at home and she's asleep, I might just try to do it myself. And in the morning, I'll ask her for help when she's awake. Or
okay.
Wake her up.
Okay, well, I believe that you're going to do very well in school this year. I really do. Now, that's what I'm going to be praying for. But you did a good job this morning. Thank you. Stay on the line, please. And we're going to get back to you all. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Our next report is going to be coming this morning from Grace. Good morning, Grace. How are you this morning? I'm sorry, Tim, say that again. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay. So tell me the name of your school and what grade you're in.
I go to P.B. Rich Middle School, and I'm in seventh grade.
Okay. Go on and give us your report.
Okay. So what I'm worried about school is the test and the vocabulary, because I have a really hard time, like, trying to remember the STEM words and the CRCT at the end of the school year. I'm excited that I'm in advanced classes and that my teachers are nice, and that it's a brand new school, so we have a new library and new books. My goal is to try to get all A's and to try to keep my grades up, and that's it.
Okay, so tell me what you like about the best in school. What is your favorite thing about school?
My favorite thing about school is my favorite subject is social studies and the library, because it has, like, my favorite series in it.
Okay. Do you like to read? Are you an avid reader?
Yes.
Okay. Over the summer, did you read?
Yes, ma'am.
What did you read?
Well, my favorite book is The Mysterious Benedict Society. So I read the second book to that, and then I read two books for summer reading.
Okay. Good job. You did excellent this morning. Sienna and I will get back with you, okay?
Okay.
We have this morning, we have a new junior giant reporter. He's coming to us from Piscataway, New Jersey. And I've been trying to get this young man on the show for some time, so I'm happy to have him here with us this morning. Good morning, Kobe.
Good morning.
Tell me the name of your school. Tell me the name of your school and what grade you're in.
Arbor Elementary School, and I'm going to fourth grade.
Okay. So tell me, what is your favorite subject in school?
I like art.
Okay. Are you a good artist?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, well, that's an honest answer. Go on and give us your report.
When I go back to school, I'm usually excited about something, concerned about something, and trying to accomplish my goals. I'm excited about band and technology class. Band is cool because you can pick almost any instrument. Technology is exciting because you get to work with computers and electronics. I'm a little concerned about the harder work that the teachers might give me. It's kind of scary, but I know it won't be hard with the power of God. My goals are to accomplish technology and band. How? I'll learn how to type faster, and for band, I listen to the teacher and the notes.
Okay, those are good goals. I like your goals. One of the things I like that you said was that with the power of God, you feel like you're going to be successful. So do you ever find yourself talking to God when you're in school?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Okay, that's a good thing, and that's for all of you all. I want you to know that you can take God to school. He goes real good with school. If you need help, you can always call on him, ask him for help, and look for the help to come because he's there for you and wants you to ask him and to talk to him. And so that's a good thing for you to do to make sure that you are taking God with you to school. It's a way to keep yourself safe and make sure that you're praying and keep yourself covered while you're in school. But what we're going to do right now, we're going to kind of shift the program just a little bit, and we're going to go to our musical guest, and I'm so happy to have our musical guest here this morning. And good morning, Mr. High.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. This young man is, he's actually my nephew. And I'm so glad to be able to him to be able to fit me into his schedule. He's very busy. He has breaking music. His music is very relevant for this time. The lyrics are very powerful, and so we're going to hear from him in just a moment. He's going to have an interview with our music director. He's a native of Colorado, but he was born in the metro area. And the first song that I believe I'm going to be playing this morning is In His Presence. So I want you to listen, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Dance like David dance, picture this romance, milk and honey's the land. I give him all I am, he is the great I am, no need for another friend. Oh, if they mistreat him, I'll take him like COVID eat him. Some ask him what's the reason, feel his hands on him beating, to the point I was weakened, but that's what I believe in. No need for nothing vegan, pagan. We should hold him in presidency like Carter and Reagan. Dancing to the beat of his drum, obeying the cadence. Can't fall to the snares and the plans that's coming from Satan. Promises coming back, he's waiting on some, be patient. If you're one of the ones he's waiting on, why are you waiting? He's married to the backslider, so why are you faking? I once was on that train of hell, but I let my spot get taken. Don't worry, I'm still going somewhere, heaven's population. That motion's sustained right there, no more litigation. That comes with having patience, a faithful faith that's rooted in you and becomes true by what I do. And you know we can't be shaken. Where I wanna be, it's like a vacation where I'm off my feet, dreaming in and out of day. And even as I lay in sleep, to be in your presence, Lord, is better than any human can be. David danced out of his clothes when the ark was where it was supposed to be. The only thing left on him was a linen ephod. Please, God, forgive us how we are or can be. Not picking up that line every time that you call me. He who stick closer than a brother, that's more than family. Jesus being being the answer I learned from my nanny. Not to forget to mention that you were sweeter than candy. But you can only be known outside of carnality. So in your presence, Lord, is exactly where I want to be. I'm talking to the nation. His presence is amazing. Here's some information. Wanna be blessed in his presence? No replacing. Put some hesitation on all y'all God hating. It's because of his presence I have joy. It ain't no taking. I tried it with just me. Ended up on bended knee. Found out in his presence exactly where I wanna be.
I want to be in his presence. And that's some place that all of us should want to be, because the Bible tells us that in his presence is the fullness of joy. Now we're going to have our musical director go on with her interview. Ariel, how are you this morning?
Good.
Good. Go on in with your interview.
Hi, my name is Ariel, and I will be interviewing Anthony. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, how you doing, Ariel?
Good. When did you start having a passion for writing music?
When I first had my passion, I'll say I was a freshman in high school, about the age of 15. I wrote a poem, and then I ran it to my dad to see what he thought about it. And then I believe I started having a love for writing at about 15, and I believe that's where it started out for me.
How could you encourage young people to pursue their dreams?
I say the first thing is to know what it is that you want to do. Know what's inside of your heart. Your mom can't tell you nothing about it. You have to personally know that that is something that you love to do and that it satisfies, you know, your passion, your void, or whatever it is that you want to do. Know that you love it first. And that's one thing that I would give to the young people is if you have a love for it, don't let anybody tell you that you can't or that's a hard field to get into. You do it, you know, and you do your best that you can do because it's something that you love to do. It's your passion. You follow that. I believe that God has given us our passions for things. It's just up to us to keep the faith and believe in it.
Yeah. But what messages are you trying to get across with your music? Like, what are you trying to say to the young people that are listening to your music?
That you can still be cool and love God. See, I do rap music, and to me it's like, oh, you can't rap, you can't do this if it's about God. Sure you can, sure you can. I feel that the Lord has given me a message for the young people, and it's that you can still be cool. You don't have to act like your kids at school that you see every day and trying to be cool and trying to be something that you're not. Be you. And that's all that I'm saying. It's cool to be you, no matter what anybody else has to say. It's cool to be you, and it's cool to love Christ.
Yeah. So, who's your audience?
Who's my audience? I would say everybody. I would say those who are not saved yet. I'm trying to identify with them and letting them know that I've been in some of those same struggles and some of those same things. So I would say some of your folks who are not yet saved and in a church, they're my audience first because I'm trying to win souls. And then the church can listen to it. You know, of course, I have songs for the kids and the adults. I would have to say my audience, I'm trying to include everybody in my audience and not leave out anybody. And the way I do that is I try to keep a versatile style of music.
Yeah. So how does your music minister to you?
To me?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of things that I start off and write, it's usually a situation either I've dealt with or I'm coming out of. So in hearing me have victory over in writing the song and trying to help somebody, I believe that it works first on me in knowing that God has given me a gift, because a lot of times I'll write a song and be like, where in the world did that come from, or that concept or that thought? But it's coming from the heavens. It's coming from God. So I know in a lot of things that I write, it's usually ministering to me first before it's ministering to anybody else. And just seeing that the gift is operating within me, and it does work on you first.
Thank you, and that's all I have to say.
Yeah, I had a pleasure. You have a good school year, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Mr. Anthony, can you tell what is your goal with your music? Where do you want to see it go?
I want to see it actually go further than national, international. I just want to know that I'm helping people, that the people that are out there waiting on the church can actually see us doing something and making a stride and trying to save them and point them into the right direction. I'm basically just trying to expose the devil in the music, because I feel like that's his biggest weapon. You know, he was Lucifer in heaven. You know, and when God kicked him out, he didn't take the gift of music from him. So he's still using that as a weapon. And to me, music is a weapon that I want to use on the opposite side for the Lord. I would like to see it touch people's lives, turn them around. I like to almost kind of be a counselor in it, saying, hey, I've been in your shoes. I've been where you've been. But look at the end result. It's God. God is the only way that I made it through that situation. God is the only way that I'm still standing here. So I just want to let somebody who's getting ready to give up, or they feel like they don't know who to turn to, they don't have anybody, a person, but there is a God out there that you can talk to, that you can turn to, and he will answer you if you're true and you believe in your prayers. When you pray, just don't pray and just be, oh, I feel better in praying. No, pray like you're waiting to hear an answer. And he will answer you. So I'm hoping that in my music, that the way he's giving it to me to write, that I just touch the hearts of the people and letting them know that God still loves. He's the same yesterday, today. He is about his word, and he's real. And I just like to convey that through my music and the stories that I'm telling, where I've been and where I am now, because the album is called Under Construction, and the Lord is working on me yet still today, but he is real.
Okay, that was an excellent answer, and I love the title of your CD, Under Construction. We're all under construction. None of us have made it, and none of us are perfect. And I just want to say to my listening audience, we have quite a few listeners this morning, and I just want to say to the listeners and to my junior giants in specific, this lets you know you can do and be anything that you want to be. God created you with purpose, and he created you to be great. You don't have to be try to be like anybody else. You just have to be you, because he made you as an individual. He made you to be great, and he meant for greatness to come out of you. And so I don't want you to ever settle for the mediocre. I don't want you to settle for less than God intended for you to be, because that just goes against God's very nature to be less. And so I think that's why I like working with the Junior Giants. These children are some of the best children, I'll say, in the nation.
I have to concur with you. I just wanted to stand in and say I was listening to a lot of them about their school, what is it, their achievements or what they would like to achieve in school. And a lot of them have some great goals, and they sound like a lot of intelligent kids. So I just wanted to say from my heart that I'm praying with you all. You guys, everything that you have set out to do, you can do it. There's nothing really stopping you but you. Your brain is limitless, especially when you have God. And, yes, if you was listening to the third verse, I said they took the prayer out of the schools. You guys pray before you go to school that he protects you and that he puts his blood over you and that he leads you towards the right answer. You have nothing to be scared of. Last year prepared you for this year. So there's nothing hard about it. You guys, I already know you're going to go back and review. I'm going to be praying with you all because you all sound like a bunch of great, great kids. And I would like to meet some of y'all that I haven't met yet. So for me, I just wanted to say I love you all, and I wish you guys the ultimate best in your school year.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we will have you back again, all right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. We're going to go on to our next reporters. You guys are doing an excellent job. I enjoyed the music. Later on, we're going to play another song by Mr. Jazzy Boy, Anthony High. But we're going to move on to our other reporters now. We're going to go to Seth. And Seth, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Tell me, Seth, what is the name of your school, and what grade are you going into?
I'll go to Liberty Point Elementary, and I'm in fifth grade.
So tell me, have you already started school?
No, ma'am. I'll start this Monday.
You start this Monday?
Yes.
Okay, well, go on with your report, please.
This year, my goal is that my basketball team comes in first place this year. I really want my team to win this year because every year we come in second place. So I want this year to be different. I also want a good teacher. This year my expectations are that I have new teachers. I expect to get all A's. I'm looking forward to making the basketball team. I expect to make some new friends. I hope to see my old friends too. I'm concerned about bullying. I'm also concerned about what kind of projects I'm going to get. I'm also concerned about what kind of class I will have. I'm curious if this school year will be better than the last school year.
Okay. And one of the things that we were saying, your school year is going to be what you all put into it. That's for all of those who are listening. It's going to be what you put into it. And so if you put your best in, you're going to get your best out. And so I like your goals. So you're an avid basketball player, huh?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
And if I remember correctly, you are a Laker fan. Is that right?
Yes.
So tell me, what do you think about the trades that just happened with, what is his name, Nash and, what is the other guy's name?
Kobe Bryant.
Dwight Howard.
He's on the Mavericks now.
Dwight Howard's going to go to the Lakers.
Yeah, but then somebody else told me that he was going to the Mavericks.
Really? We will have to find that out because I know you love your Lakers, so we're going to have to see if they're going to be better this year than they were last year.
They are?
Okay. All right. We're going to go on to our next reporter. Good job, Seth. Thank you very much. We're going to go on to our next reporter, who's going to be Miss Ariana. And how are you this morning, Ariana?
Good.
Okay. Tell me what school you go to and what grade you're in.
I'm going to Love and Good Middle School, and I'm going to seventh grade.
Okay. Go on with your report.
I'm excited to come back to school because I will be seeing people I haven't seen in a long time, and I'm hoping that I have a great school year. Something I'm concerned about is that sometimes I'm not good on tests because sometimes I get distracted in class. But I hope that I'm concerned that people around me will try to affect the way I'm acting in school. And my goals for this year is try to stay on honor roll all year and keep my grades up and do all my tests and behave in all my classes.
I like that. Those are great goals. Those are great goals, okay? When we have our next meeting, I will show you some relaxation things to help you not be nervous on tests. Sometimes when we take tests, we get nervous or we're so anxious that we're not clear when we do our tests. But maybe our teacher will be able to help us out in just a few minutes. You did a good job. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. We're going to move along, and we're going to do Mr. Donovan this morning. How are you, Donovan?
Good.
Good. Tell me what school you're in and what grade you're going into.
I am in fifth grade, and I go to Imagine International Academy.
Okay. Go on with your story.
Well, I have already started school. I was concerned about a lot of things. I was concerned about bullying because a lot of kids get bullied at my school. I was also concerned about me getting bullied. I was concerned about not really having a good teacher because some of my teachers haven't been the best teachers, and I was also concerned about having work that was too hard and that I wasn't able to do. What I have realized is that I have a very good teacher, and I am not bullied. I can do my work because I'm at a good pace, and my goals this year are to pass the CRCT and exceed every subject, and then my other goal is to make student council and to make all A honor roll.
Wow. Those are some good goals. I've heard this several times now that you guys are concerned about bullying. And we will address that again in a later show. We did it before, but we'll address it again. But just for today, I want you to know that when someone is bullying you, the best thing to do is to tell. Okay? I don't care what the bully says. I don't care what your friends say. You need to tell. You need to tell your parents. Your parents need to tell the administrators. You need to tell the teachers because no one has the right to mistreat you all. Okay? No one has that right. And so, Donovan, I like the part of you being in student council. What makes you want to do student council?
To me, I want to be in student council so that I can try to fix a lot of things that aren't right at my school and make it a better school.
So are you going to be a future politician?
Probably not, but I would want to be something like that.
Okay. Okay. Good goals, good goals. Good expectations. And sometimes we may not always get along with our teachers, but just remember that they're there to teach you something. They're not there to be your friend, but they are there to teach you something. So make sure that whatever it is that they're supposed to be teaching you, you make sure that you get that information the best that you can. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to move along this morning. We have another Junior Giant reporter, and her name is Miss Grace. Grace, how are you doing this morning?
I already went.
Oh, I'm sorry. Faith.
Hello?
How are you doing, Faith?
Good.
Okay. Tell me what school you go to and what grade you're going into.
I'm going to I'm at PB Rich Middle School, and I'm in seventh grade.
Okay. Go on with your report.
My goals this year is to make all A's and to be the best student. And at the end of the year when we have awards day, I want to get the best awards for all A's. And I want to be the best student that I can be and not get in trouble and not hang around with the wrong crowd so they can't affect me and my goals. And what I'm worried about this school year is about all the tests and the CRCT, and I want to pass that. And I want to make all advance next year, and I'm worried about that. And the things that I'm excited about is that I'm in band this year, and I have great teachers, and my favorite subject is in science, and I have that a lot, so I'm really excited about that.
Okay. Science is a good courses to take. You have to be very smart, so I'm glad to hear that you're in those. And I know that you're going to do well. I have no doubt. And we're going to be praying for you, okay? You're doing a good job, and I want you to keep doing your job. Your goals and expectations were really good, very on point.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to go to another young lady, and so we can continue with our topic this morning, back to the books. Most of those kids in my area are in school. Some of them just started this week. Some of them started last week. And some of them are going to start on Monday. So I want the listening audience to be praying for them as they prepare to go back. Good morning, Dee Dee. How are you this morning, DeShori?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me what grade you're in and what's the name of your school.
I'm in sixth grade, and I'm in PBH Middle School.
Okay. Go right ahead with your report.
I'm excited about the lockers because we don't have to carry around everything, and that's great. I'm concerned about the buses because people cuss a lot, and to me it's not fair for the other kids because they can catch on to that. And that can become a habit for them. But I know that God will keep me from doing that stuff. And my goals are to get all A's for the school year and to get mostly A's on all my tests and to exceed in every subject for the CRCT. And that's it.
Okay, those are good goals. And I like what you said about the thing on the bus with the kids cussing. If you are in environments where people are doing things that are not okay with you, the first thing to do is to get as far away from them as you can and put something else in your head, put a song in your head so that you don't have to listen to them because that can get in your spirit and kind of, you're hearing that and hearing that and hearing that. And we don't want you to be influenced about those things. Okay. Good job, Miss Dee Dee.
Thank you.
Okay. We have one more Junior Jot reporter before we go to our teacher who's going to give us some advice today. Our next Junior Jot reporter is Caleb. Good morning, Caleb.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
You're doing well? Okay,
yeah.
Tell me the name of your school and what grade you're going into.
The name of my school is Renaissance Middle School, and I'm going to the sixth grade.
Okay, so you're in middle school. Okay, go right ahead.
In middle school, hello, my name is Caleb. Today I'll be talking about how the sixth grade school year will be different from fifth grade in elementary school. In middle school, I will have a lot more teachers. In fifth grade, I have four. In sixth grade, I will have about seven or eight teachers. My goals for middle school are to get all A's, to be more mature, and to be ready for 7th grade. Some concerns that I have for middle school are bullying, drugs, and I would be prepared to say no. My expectations are to be able to work, my expectations are that the work will be harder. I expect more projects. I expect to have a lot more homework. A lot of things will be different, and I think I'll be ready.
Okay, I like your attitude, the fact that you know that you're going to be ready. And the best way to be ready is preparation and in advance. What's your favorite subject?
Math.
Okay, that's excellent. That's excellent. Okay. Well, thank you, Seth. I appreciate your report. We're going to talk with our teacher because I think she has good advice for all the students. This is an excellent teacher. I was able to go to one of her productions, and I was absolutely blown away by the awesome job that she did with the young people. Hello, Miss Satterwhite. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. What can you tell our Junior Giants and those that are listening? We have a nice audience this morning. What can you tell them about going back to school, things that they should be concerned or excited about or goals that they should be making?
Well, first I'd like to start by applauding all of the Junior Giants, Simeon, Grace, Kobe, Seth, Caleb, Ariana, Didi, Faith, and Donovan. You all did an excellent job reporting on your goals and what you're looking forward to and even your concerns for the year. And it's very clear that you have ambitious aims and that you're destined for greatness. Each one of you has something that you have your eyes set on. And I think that's the beginning. And going back to school is that you're not just waiting for something to occur. You're not waiting to have a teacher that blows your mind. You're not waiting for someone to tell you to get involved. You've already set in your mind what it is that you want to do. And with anything in life, you have to have a focus. You have to have a vision. So I want to just applaud you all. I love listening to young people speak about where they're going and where they're headed. So you all did an excellent job. What I would say is to make sure that you have some short-term goals. It's very easy to say, okay, by the time I graduate, this is what I want. I hear a lot of you saying you want all A's, which is excellent. I heard someone say, I believe it was Simeon, that you want to be master student. But you want to set short-term goals. Most of you are in or headed towards middle school or right at the end of elementary. And so you have terms or semesters in which you can set some more specific goals. And it's important to know those because that is what's going to lead you to the ultimate end. And you've got to have some smaller things. The other thing that I heard from some of you that I think is necessary is a balance. It's not enough just to be academically strong. When you think about life and you think about the future, you have to be a well-rounded individual. So I love that many of you spoke about your goals to be like on student council, to get involved in the band, to do something extracurricular. Even I heard taekwondo. All of those things make you a balanced person. There are things that you can learn in sports and things that you can adapt in the arts that can help you in the classroom. So that's very good to really have something outside of just academics that you're involved in. And not only that, it prepares you even for when you're getting ready for college and thinking about going to the next level in your career path to have other elements that are involved. So that's something that's important. With regards to some of the things that I heard about getting homework and doing homework, you've got to know your support systems. It's very important to understand what is available to you. For example, in math, there are all sorts of online web quests, Study Island, math tutorials, things that if you're struggling at home by yourself and you have access to a computer or the library to get to a computer, you can go to those programs. And your teachers should be equipped to tell you, well, what are some things that I can do outside of school that will help enhance me, that will help me grow as a student? And those are the things you have to know. I really like for young people to advocate, to be independent thinkers, to want to find out information, be resourceful if they don't know something. And your parents are great people to help you get there. They advocate for you daily, so sometimes you do need to go to them, but there are other times when you can ask someone in your environment, your teacher, well, what can I do on my own that's going to help me be better? Make sure that you know what your support systems are. The same goes for bullying and any of the things that you're going through in the school system. With a bully, you've got to understand there's always a bystander, there's always the bully, and there's always the victim. You want to make sure that you're not the audience, because if you give a bully an audience, that makes them feel stronger. When you don't give them that, then they have nothing to say. Someone saw them do. So it's very important that you're, if you're not being influenced, that you're being the influence. And I say that very clearly because many of you have great things that you already stand for. And if you make sure that you're the influence, that those individuals who you see around you see you as going forward in life, as having a goal of addressing things in your life that maybe they don't know how to address, just your example can influence them. We take for granted the power of positive influence. And just know that someone is always watching you. You may not know who that person is. They may not be your friend, but they're paying attention. They're paying attention when you're paying attention in class. They're paying attention when it seems like you're always excelling in something. So don't neglect how you can be an influence in the classroom and in your activities that you're doing. So I just want to encourage you all that you already have the power of God working on the inside of you. And as Sister Sharon said, when you go, before you go to school, you want to make sure you take in that power with you. I want to say this too. One of you, hello?
You're still there.
Okay, one of you spoke about test anxiety or getting prepared for a test, and I had a young lady who had the power of God on the inside of her, and she was taking the CRCT, and before she would start the test on every section that she had to do, she wrote an affirmation. She wrote to herself, I know I can do well on this test. God help me. And so that's what I would encourage you to do. You can talk to God through your pencil, through your voice. Inwardly, nobody has to know what you're saying to encourage yourself. If you're struggling or you feel that you're nervous about something, give yourself a little whisper. Go to the bathroom. Have a conversation. These are the things that will build you so that you feel confident in knowing who God is in you, that you can accomplish anything that you set out to do. And I thought that was powerful to see her do that, that clearly she has had someone invest and take time in her, that even though she felt nervous, she was able to write on the paper, on the pages, the things that she could look at to say, I can do this. So I would encourage you all to do that as well and make sure that every day you affirm who you are, even if you have to repeat your goal. I'm going to make master student. I will join the basketball team. I will make sure that I'm learning today. I will not be distracted. These are things that you can say before you go to school and as you enter into the building to ensure that you are built up for what can occur in the day at school. So those are some of the things that I would say as advice.
I think that was excellent. All of that was wonderful advice, very strong. And I want the Junior Giants to know that they have support. You have support with your families, with your teachers, even with ourselves, with myself. You are, like I say, you are meant to be great. Take God with you. There's nothing that you can't achieve. I don't want you to be afraid. And I have a question, and I'm going to open up the mics, so stay as still as you can. But I want to ask a question to all of you all. I want to know whether or not you feel comfortable hold on, I have talking in the back, so we're going to mute some of the mics. I want to know whether or not you feel comfortable going to adults when you're having a problem in school. Can somebody speak on that for me? Don't everyone speak at one time. Do I need to call you?
Hey, what was the question?
Do you feel comfortable going to adults when you have problems in school?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Who is this talking to me?
Grace.
Who?
Grace.
Grace, you said you feel comfortable going to an adult?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what about the rest of you? Kobe, do you feel comfortable going to an adult if you're having a problem in school?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I want you to know that there are people there to help you all. That's their job, to help you. Okay, I'm going to mute the mics. But I just want you to know that you can go to an adult and get them to help you. And not be afraid. And they're there to help. So ask them so that you can get the help that you need. I believe that this is going to be a great year for all of you all. Like Ms. Satterwhite, that you all have good goals and you're going somewhere, but take it a little bit at a time. Ms. Satterwhite, I want to ask you one more question. First of all,
okay.
I want to thank you for your willingness to come on, even with the short notice. I really appreciate your investment in young people as a whole and particularly with the Junior Giants this morning. What would you tell our Junior Giants about their self-esteem and how they should behave and carry themselves in school?
I would say that you have to remember that what we do, and when you profess Christ, when you say that you are a child of God, that, again, there's always individuals who want to try to show that you're not. And the enemy, that's his design, to expose you and to show your weaknesses. So it's very important that you realize who you are. I think that was one of the great things I loved about what Mr. Anthony High said, is you've got to really know who you are. And sometimes that's difficult at your age. Every day you're discovering more and more about who you are, but you have to do that in the presence of people who are trying to show you that what you should be. And I just think it's important for you to continue to move toward in the direction of who God has made you. And the stronger you, the more you do that, the stronger you'll become in being able to stand when someone tells you you're this, you're that, when people try to define you, when someone talks about your skin color, talks about how you look, or anything about you, it comes back down to you knowing who you are. It doesn't mean that words don't hurt. It doesn't mean that what people say won't affect you in some way. But when you're strong in the Lord and you really understand who you are, those things bounce off. You're able to counteract that with, no, I'm this. I don't know if you all are involved in anything where people are building you, but it's very important to be involved in something either through your church or through an after-school activity that helps you understand what you feel, who you are, to deal with some of those things that I know you all feel on your inside but you may not be able to verbalize at all times, that help you define your character. One of the first activities I do when my students come to school is what's called a Who I Am activity, and it deals with looking at the inside and the outside of ourselves, and the students have to create a bag that really reflects that, and they have to speak about it, and it causes them to reflect on what makes me, right down to my name. Why am I named what I'm named, you know? So it's very important that you all, when it comes to your self-esteem and building it, that you surround yourself with people that are speaking life into you. If there's someone that's speaking death into you, someone that's trying to belittle you or make you feel less than, even if you think that person is your friend, you need to distance yourself from that, because you have to realize words are power, just like the word of God is power. So when people speak things into you that you know is not true, you're allowing that to come into your spirit. And the more you hear that, the more you start to believe it. So surround yourself with people that are influencing you to go towards those goals that you set. And there's nothing that you won't be able to do. Even when you have areas of weakness, God will strengthen those areas.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ms. Satterwhite. We appreciate your contribution this morning. It's been a great contribution. And once again, I would encourage all of you, when I work with kids, I have cards that I have written out for them. And on the card, an index card, I want you to write down, I am great because God has made me great. And I want you to put it in your book, a book that you carry a lot, whether it's your notebook or a math book, whatever it is, so that when times when you're not having the best of days or when you're worried or concerned about something, you need to learn how to talk to yourself and encourage yourself and say, I am great because God has made me great. God is there to help you. There's help all around you. Know your help. Know who your help is. Know where to go for help. And we will be talking, I'm concerned about the bullying, but one of the things I've learned recently in a session that we did with some young people, I want you to make sure that you're not the bully. Sometimes we're very concerned with being bullied, but you make sure that you're being kind and that you're being correct. You don't have a right to bully anyone else. just like they don't have a right to bully you. And so I want you to make sure there was a popular bracelet that went around that said, what would Jesus do? So before you act out in school, first of all, you're representing Christ. So make sure that, is that a way that Christ would behave, what you're doing? If it's not, you need to stop. Okay, you need to regroup, and then you need to get right back on course. And so make sure that you're not the bully. Make sure that you're not hurting someone's feelings or trying to belittle someone or bringing them down. That's not your job, and it's not kind, and it's not like Christ. And so for my junior giants this morning, you all have done an outstanding job. Like I was saying earlier, I believe that you all are the best in the nation, and I won't take down on that because I believe because of God, the God that's in you and the desire that's in your heart, there is nothing that you can't do. So I want to encourage you, those who are going to school, those who have already started, be the best you can be. You be the light that's shining bright. Don't be afraid. Speak up for yourself and carry yourself with the greatness that's in you. And I want to thank you all this morning. You did an outstanding job. We will play this again for other listeners. And I want those who are listening to us today, I want to thank you for joining us. We had quite a few listeners today, and I appreciate that, and so do the Junior Giants. Before we leave, I do want to say a quick prayer, and then we're going to go out listening to Mr. High's other song, Leave It at the Door. And the prayer that I pray is, God, I ask that you would bless these children and the children, their friends, and God, those who are listening. And I ask, God, that you would cover them with your blood, keep them safe. But God, I ask that you would minister to them even while they're in school. Give them to know, God, that what you have placed in them is something great and that they can do all things through you. Cover them and keep them safe. Let them be a bright light and don't let them be afraid. Don't let them be scared to be Christians out loud, even if it means somebody won't be their friend. Give them to know that that was not their friend anyway. Give them to stand strong and give them courage. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I love you all, and you did a great job. And we are going to now play Check It at the Door by Jazzy Boy Anthony High. God bless you all. You did great.
You know, I was just thinking the other day on what it is that God requires of us and what it is that He's calling for. And being that He's the only God, He's not calling for a bunch of men. Jealousy, backbiting. I know I want to be where He is. So daily I'm checking different things at the door. I'm leaving them behind.
Counting the joy every day that I have to get it right. Wanna know where I'm going when I die? No mics. You can tune into this on those nights you're feeling weak, and you just might give in to what it is that you like. It's your decision, but you know it ain't right. What's done in the dark always is the light. And I heard you was soon to come. Gotta get it right. Don't know where I'm going, but I know what I can't take. Situations we go through that frustrates. First things in us that have to be replaced with what it was that we started with in the first place. First shall be last, and the last in first place. The swift and the strong aren't given this race. So I try to endure my knees. Touch me, please, at the same time that I'm seeking your face. Human puzzle haven't yet matched up. Only inside, I'm still doing my search. They tell me to keep finding my way to the church. Cash your cares on Him and put Him first. He can't get in by just doing good works. He gave His life, He wants a life in return. Missing Him, there's a chance you'll burn. And it doesn't end, it's for eternity. It's so deep in me, it's to find out exactly how His heart beats. What
what I can't understand is why would he purposely want me when I've been so deep in so much without his loving touch. Hey, it beats me, cause I ain't much, but I'ma be sitting here checking it until he shows up.
Nah, that's saying it. I wanna be right. Everything that's not like